think Billy Lee literally lives in my house right now, by the way. Coming up on the Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Go choke on Sandoval's dirty ass dick somewhere.
I would've just been like, and f*** your little dog too.
Damn, I was so f***ing easy on him at the reunion.
It feels like more performative because if she thinks I'm this like serial killer, then why is she still okay living with me?
I lived through what I thought was my worst case scenario and I learned I can do anything.
What, are you gonna bring your little pen pal back over here? I don't think so.
I like learned how to like write and stamp like wax. I put like sparkles in when she was halfway through.
There's one thing that I saw. It's like so cringe.
Hey Raquel, I'd like to have a conversation with you.
But no one's reached out. Like, get your story straight.
Tom blocked me, blocked Shenanigans, blocked Summer Moon.
I was f***ing pissed. Obviously you can hear it. I'm like going back there emotionally.
The memes are fire though.
Like, now you got bugs.
Look at him. I had read that they liked French fries. The Vanderpump Rules After Show starts right now.
Ariana blocked you. She sent you a text.
Yes, she did. I remember the spirit of it. Let's just say it wasn't pleasant.
You blocking your number. Go choke on Sandoval's dirty ass dick somewhere. Jesus.
For the record, I've never choked on Sandoval's dirty ass dick.
That's iconic.
If I was Ariana at that point, I would have just been like, and f*** your little dog too, you know what I mean? Like,
honestly, I didn't take it personally. I forget how I responded. I actually thought it was kind of funny in the moment. I didn't think she would keep me blocked. That was really the last time we communicated though.
I was just like, I'm f***ing done with this. He would send me text messages sometimes that were like, you should go to Florida and like braid your hair and like, you know what I mean? Like, kind of like fun Tom Schwartz type stuff. But this was also around the time that I was finding out about the things that he was co-signing and saying about me on like last season.
She's quick to be dismissive of you. And that's a slippery slope in a relationship.
It wasn't that he knew more, because I knew he knew. It was that he was so disrespectful about said like knowing and subject matter.
I have so much more of an appreciation for Raquel.
Dude, she is dope. Like,
but I still, I don't know why I'm not more attracted to her.
Really?
I have this like gut feeling that she kind of has a crush on someone else.
I don't want to like kill the vibe, but Raquel has a type.
What's the type?
So Brock, Tom, be careful tonight.
Okay.
A type for blood?
Men that are taken.
And then I was like, damn, I was so f***ing easy on him at the reunion because I didn't know he was saying all that.
I did get a vibe from Schwartz, and this is also part of the reason why I was so forgiving on his side. It's like, because I could tell in his voice, he's frustrated with Sandoval.
Well, and he said, in his defense, he said that that was his way. It was dangling. Like a bad dad joke, but it was his way of calling out Sandoval on camera, being like, I know what you're f***ing doing.
Right.
But he said it in a bad, joking way.
Right, but that's the dangle. That's all I needed to see, that he has some kind of heart inside. He's not playing 100%.
So I understand what you're...
He created his own safety net.
But here's the thing, Sheena. We're not a bunch of 20-something-year-olds getting drunk behind a bar and seating tables. Like, we are grown.
Yeah.
You are 40 years old, Schwartz. For that to be the way of you calling him out, like, strap on a pair, dude.
It's like, okay, you don't like necessarily like rat your friend out or whatever, but you don't sit there when you're also trying to cosplay as my friend. And then I saw this Watch What Happens Live thing.
He knows he's a monster for what he did. And if you see him, maybe give him a hug. Even if he doesn't deserve it, give him a hug. He's down bad.
Yeah, no.
The campaigning for hugs for Sandoval was probably ill-timed, but I got to the point where I started worrying about him doing something that he might regret and going to a dark place.
Every time you would say nice things, it really had a positive effect on me. And so I appreciate that. Like when you said, you know, like give that guy a hug, people like started coming up to me and giving me hugs just because you said that. Like a lot
really?
Of them. My mental health was never talked about throughout our relationship, only Ariana's. You know, like she knew I was struggling. She knew I would like was in very dark places.
What did she expect me to do? I'm his best friend. Did she expect
business
to come?
Partner? Like, does she expect my parents to block me and not talk to me? Like, I think that's ridiculous.
One of the first things that we see this season is what the living situation is like between you and Tom.
I feel like the house is like the last thing that's like tying things.
Even though we still live under the same roof, I've been able to maintain a no contact policy.
I'm gonna ask her the same question. Why didn't you just move out? Like, to make things easier, why didn't you just leave?
Because all those bills will be coming out of my house, out of my accounts. I knew that if I moved out, she would probably have a friend move in and I would just, nothing would happen.
I think Billy Lee literally lives in my house right now, by the way. The respectful thing to do would have been for him to accept Rachel's offer of staying in her apartment. Even 2 days after all this happened, Kristen Doty was like, dude, you should like leave, like give her space, give her time. And he just outright refused, basically.
We're both so busy. Like even when this happened, like she's traveling around working like crazy. I'm leaving, I'm touring, like, you know, I swear there were times where like nobody was in that house for like weeks at a time.
He's stubborn, I think.
I think he also felt like all of this stuff had happened to him.
Yeah.
As opposed to him making this stuff happen. And so because of that belief, he also felt like all of it was very unfair. So I think that was part of the reason why he was like digging his heels in and, you know, throwing parties and doing whatever else, because it was like, you know, almost like a kid throwing a tantrum, sort of.
I also couldn't afford to like go live in another place.
Also, it was not a great time to sell from just a business standpoint. I think interest rates were rising. At that point, they were maybe like 7, weren't they? I don't know.
It was weird, but then there were parts of it that were not so bad. Their primary bedroom being as it is kind of set me up to be in a place where I could potentially be in there and have everything I needed and not really feel like I was having to uproot or, you know, do anything that made me feel uncomfortable.
It's one of those things where I feel like it was more of a bigger deal to everybody else than to us. It was kind of like reassuring to me, because I feel like Ariana like really, I feel like she really went out of her way to try to dehumanize me, but it feels like more performative than anything, because at the end of the day, if she thinks I'm this like serial killer, then why is she still okay living with me? You know what I mean? Like, I felt like on some level she trusted me and felt safe, like with me being there, than her being alone in that house.
I lived through what I thought was my worst case scenario, and I learned I can do anything. So I can live in an annoying living situation for 2 months if it means I'm setting my future up in a good way for me.
At one point, you notice some mail coming to the house.
We don't have separate mailboxes, so I'm not like going through stuff, but like something comes and you're like, is that for me? Oh no, it's coming from somewhere in Arizona. What, are you gonna bring your little pen pal back over here? I don't think so.
She even sent a postcard with lightning bolts all over it. Like, get a new bit already.
Leading up to the season filming, we definitely were communicating. We'd send each other like letters and stuff like that. She hadn't sent me anything in like a while, and I think I had Schwartz get one, was sent to your house.
There was one sent to my house. Yeah. I don't know if I ever gave it to you.
No, I got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That postcard was sent like a month before. I don't know what she was thinking sending that to like my address.
That's insane, actually.
Yeah, like she's like, I wasn't thinking, it was my first time out. Like she had left the facility and they'd gone out somewhere and she got a postcard. And I was like, I can't find it. Like, I don't know where it is.
Obviously I don't talk to her, so I don't know her mindset there. But then people who used to be friends with him, that's when everyone started sending me all kinds of like info and text messages and pictures of them in St. Louis and all this stuff. Cause they were like, I'm not friends with him anymore. I f-ing hate him. So here's everything I know, kind of thing. And I was just like, wow, it just gets worse. So I think that given maybe speculating her mindset at the time, she had zero concept of the fact that like I am the owner of the house.
As if
well.
You might not intercept that.
Yeah, mail. I would be in the kitchen or something and there's like a box on the kitchen counter and it's addressed to somewhere in Arizona. And it's just full of who even freaking knows what.
I was pretty careful to like keep like any packages or anything I sent out pretty well hidden, you know?
There's one, there's one thing that I saw. I'm struggling to talk about it because it's like so cringe. I think it was like after she had stopped wanting to talk to him or something.
I sent her candy. I would sign her cards and stamp like wax on. I don't even send my mom birthday cards. They stress me out. I like learned how to like write and stamp like wax. I put like sparkles in when she was halfway through.
Wait, sparkles in the card? So when you
open it? Yeah, like literally, like falls out.
And he got one of those, the lamp. He got one of those lamps that like I have one and you have one.
I sent her one of these lights where like if I turn it a certain color, it changes to like we could communicate with these lights.
And it's like Bluetooth or something. So like, so it's like if I go like touch it, where I am,
it'll turn on
like where you are. I can't. Bro. Oh my God, I can't.
Yeah, I was very much in love.
Lala, you reached out to Raquel.
It was just kind of a shock at first where I'm like, wait, you reached out?
I think
everyone thought it would have been me.
I'm like a Sour Patch Kid. First I'm sour, then I'm sweet. Yeah. And I did feel, as strange as it sounds, I wanted closure from Raquel.
Hey, Raquel. I'm sure I'm like the last person you expected to hear from. I'd like to have a conversation with you at some point if you're open to that.
I don't even know what the next step would be. Like, if she responds, like, what the fuck are you even gonna say to her? It just felt like I was fixated on that one part of the reunion of her saying, if I tell the truth, I won't have anyone.
He's asked me to not disclose all this information. And if I just like went and betrayed him, then I'd really have nobody.
I'm not saying that like she was innocent in all of this, but if this is true, he made her feel like he was saving her. And that everyone else was evil. He painted a beautiful picture for her, and all of it was a complete illusion. It didn't even exist. But at the same time, I also needed to know how you could sit across from me and call me a mistress.
People were calling you a mistress.
Disengage, bitch. All the while you did what you did. And like, you have made people think that I bully you for many fucking years. You know, I'm sorry if I maybe came for you in a really vulnerable moment that you created.
I was a kid.
I was 25.
I thought you were a no name. And then I met you and hated you.
But like, you owe me the courtesy of saying, I'm really fucking sorry.
But no one's reached out. Like, get your story straight.
Have you listened to Rachel's new podcast?
Didn't listen, won't listen, will not waste my time.
But you heard stuff about it.
I saw it. She said she chose not to come back to the show because she didn't want to have to have Ariana see her person in love with someone else. So it's like she was doing Ariana a favor.
She said that? Ariana is fucking thriving, bitch. She ain't looking back and she don't care.
I don't think she gives a about my feelings whatsoever. I think that a publicist told her that that's the right strategy to use going forward.
Also, you didn't behave in a way at all last year that would have supported that kind of narrative.
Right,
you were so upset about Ali, that you were so, like, at times maybe it had bothered you, but that wasn't the whole thing. And also, like, if that's the truth, then hi, Rachel, do you have something you wanted to say to me? Because I would love to hear your thoughts on the way you behaved when it came to me and Tom, because it seems that you got that one figured out. So if you're not going to, like, lean all the way into that, then you should probably shut up about it.
As far as she shouldn't have, like, come back and film, like, whatever, like, to each his own. But, you know, everybody on every Bravo show is going through things at any given moment. But the cameras keep rolling, and because that's what we do, to capture those tough times and the great times, but also the tough times,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think it was a mistake not coming back, but it's tough to argue with someone who says they just don't want to do a show anymore.
Well, it's like if you don't want to do the show and you want to go away and you want to distance yourself, then, like, go do that. You know what I mean? Like, don't, like, start a podcast where you're going to sit there and talk about it. Mm. all the time. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm curious what episode 10 of her podcast is going to be, because everyone's going to get real tired hearing her just talk about Tom Sandoval.
Sounds like such an interesting podcast.
Before filming this season, Tom Sandoval's childhood friend unexpectedly passed away.
I knew Ali, came to visit Tom, super nice. Tom loved him like a brother, obviously. They were just like so close. He was so protective of Ali, and like they just had like always the best of times together. He'd always come to music festivals, so you know, everyone gets very close those nights at music festivals and chats, so it was hard for sure.
I knew that this was going to take a huge toll on him, losing someone so close to him for so long in his life. I felt like I wouldn't be a human if I didn't reach out and send my condolences. And I think honestly, everyone pretty much in the group around then did, even Ariana did.
I literally messaged him. I said, Tom, I don't even have words right now. I just want you to know we are all sending you our love and condolences. Please reach out if you need us. I want to make sure you're okay. Didn't hear from him.
I didn't get a response either, but.
No one did.
I didn't want one.
I didn't even need a response. It was just when the response was him blocking me.
Then I looked on Instagram, blocked me, blocked Shenanigans, my sister, blocked Summer Moon.
I was like,
yeah, that's a bit. Okay. That's so Tom though. That is so Tom to do. Like,
I'm in one of the worst periods of this whole situation, like emotionally, mentally, just really, really down and really upset and just broken. I'm scrolling through constantly and I see like Sheena with like another podcast episode, like, you know, interviewing my gardener's nephew, like to talk to me about like my fucking sleeping habits and how that like is the way a narcissist sleeps and all this shit. And I'm like fucking over it. And then I get a text message from her about like, oh my gosh, let me know if you need anything at all. We're here for you, Tom. I'm like, yeah, I need you to back the fuck off for like 24 hours. Like, stop obsessing over me.
I mean, it was kind of a weekly topic.
Right, everyone was saying shit. Everyone was talking shit about Tom on their fucking podcast
but
that week.
It did stop after that happened.
That's why I was fucking pissed. Obviously, you can hear it. I'm like going back there emotionally. I was super upset. I was insulted that she had texted me, let me know if you need anything, as I'm scrolling through and hearing her and like Brock like laughing hysterically, calling me and Rachel like dumb and shit. You gotta be fucking kidding me.
The memes are fire though. The memes.
There's a lot of them.
That was just his way of being like, fuck you. Like, I know I messed up, but like, I've needed you more than just you reaching out because my friend died. So kind of, fuck you. You don't get to be here for me now when you haven't been here for me. But with what he did to Ariana, he didn't deserve for any of us to be there for him during that time. So I think that was just his way of saying, fuck you, I don't need you.
I don't block people ever, really. But when I do, I just hit block account and any accounts associated with it or associated with this name. I would do that so like if people were trolling me, like they can't just start another account and like do it again. For some reason, I guess that blocked like Summer Moon's account.
Summer Moon, Brock, my sister Justice, the podcast. We all got blocked.
She's still blocked?
No, I don't think so.
Summer Moon?
No.
Sure. Unblock her.
I unblocked everybody.
No, actually, I think he still follows my mom. She was the one exception that
you never blocked the mom.
Not the moms.
Stop the hate. Just kidding. Time for a joke.
Since your separation, you and Schwartz have adjusted to your new lives, co-parenting the dogs, visiting his apartment.
Want to chill for a sec?
Sure.
What do you think of his new place?
I mean, I really did everything for that man. I mean, it's giving like college, like this is temporary, even though I've been here for like well over a year. And then like, he just has like dust in places and I'm just But he's like, he's not like a dirty person. Like, he's like, when we lived together, he would clean. He would do things. So I'm like, I just don't know why it's different now. I mean, like, his plants thrive.
Okay, you're dead. Your Majesty.
I probably have 20 plants right now. I try not to bitch too much. I'm grateful to have an apartment and a roof over my head, but aside from all the sadness with getting divorced, like going from a beautiful dream home, like your sanctuary where you're the kingdom of your castle and like kind of being relegated back into an apartment, it really sucked. Having the plants in there somehow made it feel more like a home.
My only friends now.
He doesn't even want to sleep in the like main, you know, primary room. He still wants to sleep in his depression chamber, as he calls it, like amongst the workout equipment and like this like little uncomfortable bed.
He's just it's bad for your neck to like watch a TV that's just like on the floor.
I just feel like if you make your space nice, you'll just be happier. But it's just, I feel like he just wants to view it as like not a permanent situation.
Is he waiting for another Katie to come along and like rescue him? Because what in the heck?
I feel bad like saying this, but it's just, but it's true. Like now you got bugs.
I hate it.
Why? Hold it.
No! I'm gonna squish it.
No, don't squish it.
I have a great appreciation for all life, animals, insects. I prefer like reptiles and amphibians personally.
Shout out the dog.
I know he's up there looking down on us right now. By the way, I'm pretty good friends with the new homeowner. And I told her, I was like, you know, actually I buried my lizard in the backyard and freaked her out. But I went to a insect convention with Kyle Chan and he bought me the beetles as a gift, as a little way to make me like warm up the apartment. I kind of fell in love with them. They were great. Their name was Billy Burton Branded.
I thought it was cute that he named it after his brother. I mean, there's three of them, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, at the same time, he can be such like a little boy.
Yeah. I just don't understand why he let them go.
I got him like a little terrarium and it was nice for a while, but they were constantly trying to escape. And eventually I just let them go. And
they were eaten by a bird immediately.
That's not true. They are thriving.
I feel like he murdered them by letting them go.
Well, yeah, I'm like, I don't think they belong on the streets of North Hollywood. I just don't think that's the best place for them. But it's like, I go out and visit them.
For the first like 2 weeks, I would throw I had read that they like carrots, and berries, and
nursery rhymes.
Occasionally, like French fries, but I didn't do that easily because I love all living things. I have a no kill policy in my apartment.
I let
catch and release.
Go.
I let everything go. I don't even kill ants. There's a few times the flies just pushed me to the fucking limits when I was having a bad day and I had to swat them, just constantly buzzing around my ears. Other than that, though, I'm really proud to say that my TV in my living room is no longer on the floor.
Really?
Yeah.
He hung it up.
Yeah.
It's literally directly next to his tonal, though.